You're tuned into tomorrow. Right here on the Advanced Media Network.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-817-2939. 800-817-2939. 800-817-2939. 800-817-2939.
Welcome into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline, the interactive radio network program with the latest in high-tech products and services and the experts who bring them to you. This is Into Tomorrow. Here's Dave Graveline.
This is Into Tomorrow for the weekend of June 19th, Father's Day weekend. Thank you for tuning into Tomorrow, coming to you from the Dexcom G6 studios. Make knowledge your superpower for managing type 1 diabetes. Visit Dexcom.com. That's DEXCOM.com. And tell them Dave sent you. In the studio with me here in Miami,
Chris Graveline.
In our Miami control room is Danny G, working with the show from their various domiciles around the world, is Horatio in New York and Erasmo in South Beach, Kim in Coconut Creek, Beth in Naples. And you, when you call in and participate on the program, and of course you know why now, yep, it's summertime. Well, we got started early for you with our summer giveaway.
But this weekend, it's actually officially summer.
That's true.
Saturday, first day of summer.
Really?
Yes.
June 20th?
Yes.
Oh, I always thought it was like the 22nd or something, but no. The 20th, really?
Yes.
First day of summer. Okay.
And it's felt like summer here in South Florida already for like 3 months.
Yeah, I know. And it wasn't even summer yet. We're thinking, oh my gosh, it's not even July and August and it's hot.
We had about a week of winter where the temperatures were, you know, below 80.
Yeah. It was quite nice. We all wished it would last. And then poof, back to our normal weather. But we are the envy of everyone else in the wintertime. So
true.
We can live with that. Some tech news and commentary, mayhaps, and then, of course, a reminder for you to stop by intotomorrow.com, not only to sign up for our free once-a-week tech newsletter, which, by the way, those already subscribing were the first to know about the summer giveaway. Isn't that interesting? And also the first to know about certain giveaways that are only for tech newsletter subscribers. And it's free, and you just simply sign up at intotomorrow.com. While you're there, check out the tech tidbits. Check out This Week in Tech History.
History.
Thank you. If you didn't happen to see the video with Dr. Vince from last week's broadcast doing COVID-19 tests on a bunch of us here in the studio, you want to check that out while you're there as well. And just all the various and sundry posts, not to forget the summer giveaway post. And you'll note how we've added additional items as they arrive in the studio. And more coming this week. We've got tracking numbers. We're watching for other goodies to show up. And we'll tell you about the ones we already have in studio a little later on. Do stay tuned. Meantime,
Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg said that the social network is creating a new online voter information center.
Oh, that ought to be good.
Yeah, as part of an effort to get 4 million people to register to vote in the 2020 elections. The social network will also let some people turn off all political advertising if they don't want to see it.
Yeah.
And my response to that part is, praise Jesus.
Yeah. Can you get an amen?
Yeah. I mean, whether I agree with the candidate or not, I very quickly grow very tired of all political ads.
Well, that's one of the reasons why over 2 weeks ago now, you took a hiatus from Facebook, and you haven't been back on yet.
I took a break for, quote-unquote, a few days. That's what I put on Facebook in my last post. Yeah. I'm taking a few days off. I've been off for over 2 weeks now, and it's, yeah,
And you still survive.
Maybe one day I'll go back, but, you know.
Knowing you can block political ads, will that help you come back?
Probably, because that's one thing. You know, I try to avoid Facebook every 4 years, especially, because that's, it just gets, like I said, you know, on the same side as me or not, it's annoying.
Yeah, that's true.
I go to Facebook to try to escape that kind of stuff, which is why I've been off it lately.
Yeah, I hear you.
But the Zuck said that the new center will include details about how and when to vote, voter registration, voting by mail, and early voting. The new online hub will show up at the top of the Facebook news feed and on its photo sharing service Instagram this summer.
Interesting. Well, we'll see how effective that is, because you know it's still going to get some ads in there. They'll sneak in from various other sources that don't appear perhaps to be political ads. And obviously, it's not going to stop political opinion posts and stuff, but we're talking about just ads, paid advertising that they know to be political. You can block that.
Yeah. Well, you know what they say. You know, opinions are like the end of your digestive system. Everybody has one, and most of them stink.
I like how you put that. The end of your digestive system. Oh, my gosh. Otherwise, we'd have to bleep you.
Yeah.
True. I hear you. Wow. Are you a T-Mobile customer?
Yeah.
Unfortunately. Well, network problems affecting T-Mobile, and as a result, those on AT&T and Verizon perhaps trying to communicate with T-Mobile customers. With their voice and text services this past week morphed into viral rumors of an extensive denial of service attack on the U.S. targeting internet service providers, social media platforms, and various online services. But several researchers said there was no evidence of such an attack. An attack map that was widely shared showed nothing more than a random sample of global DDoS traffic, which is the denial of service stuff. But it sure does make us wonder about the vulnerability of our wireless carriers, does it not?
It does.
And this time it was T-Mobile. Who knows? And you know they're not going to come out and admit if there was an actual attack, denial of service, that somehow got into their unprotected systems. Now, I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I'm just putting it out there as it makes you wonder. You know, how can a major carrier like that, we're down to only three now, no matter how many others you think are out there, there's really only three carriers. All the others work with one of those carriers or more. But it makes you wonder if they could, they being whomever, North Korea, China, your neighbor, somebody that could be prohibiting communications or appropriate connectivity with the internet.
Yeah. But, on Monday afternoon when T-Mobile went out, Down Detector received more than 100,000 outage reports from across the U.S. And that's just the people that bothered to go online and report that there was an outage.
Oh, yeah. That's like if you get a power outage, you're hoping your neighbor reports it because you don't want to be bothered. You know, if you look down the street and all the lights are out and it's not just your house. You didn't forget to pay the bill. So did everybody, apparently. But you're hoping someone else reports it and you'll get your power back on. Well, don't hope someone else will, because they're thinking the same thing you're thinking. So report it. And like you said, Down Detector, just the people that bothered to manage to get online, number one, and then report it.
Yeah, they probably didn't get online with their T-Mobile phone.
No, probably not. And now, is that going to have a whole bunch of T-Mobile customers running to AT&T and Verizon? Also, probably not.
Well, probably not, especially because AT&T is closing 250 stores and cutting several thousand jobs, according to one of its unions, which is criticizing the move.
Oh, jeez.
The Communication Workers of America says the job cuts will come to 3,400 technicians and clerical staff, as well as 1,300 additional workers at AT&T Mobility and Cricket Wireless stores.
Hmm. I think they've been biting off a lot more than they can chew the last few years.
Yeah. This is the company had 244,000 employees at the end of March, so a 4,700 headcount reduction would represent about a 2% decrease in its staff. Of course, AT&T wouldn't confirm the headcount numbers, but the company says that it expects virtually all technician jobs being cut to be done through voluntary buyouts.
Right.
Yeah. But of course, you know, some of the packages can pay nearly $100,000.
Nice.
Which would be nice for my employee to say, here, I'll give you $100,000 to not work here anymore.
That would be cool. Can you do that for me?
Well, you're the employer.
Yeah.
And you don't have a boss.
That's true.
You're the sole shareholder of the company.
Well, I have almost 200 bosses, the program directors at all the radio stations we're on.
Well, yeah, but...
But they know better than to say, you did that wrong and you should do this on your show. No, that doesn't work that way. It only worked that way when I worked at a specific radio station. And then you had to report to some that were very moronic. And it's like, really? you know, get a life and also learn radio. But not when you have 200 of them.
Yeah. Well, those people probably went to work for the newspapers, which is why they're not around anymore.
Or AT&T.
Yeah.
Whoa. An underscreen front-facing camera could soon make all-screen smartphones a reality. Can you imagine that? Your whole phone is just a screen.
Wow.
Which pretty much we're almost there now anyway. But this is kind of an interesting thing. An underscreen front-facing camera. Then Chinese OLED manufacturer Visionox being the first to have a product ready for production. The company has integrated several patented technologies to design the device, in addition to developing a new production process that addresses capacity challenges. I guess that's a long way of saying they're trying to make it thinner, 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 thinner. And but yet you still have to have certain guts in the phone that have to work.
Yeah.
But an underscreen camera is, I guess, can be scary.
Yeah.
But if it also hopefully has an underscreen LED that's lit when the camera's on or something to kind of let you know that your camera's on. Otherwise,
well, that's why I've put a piece of black electrical tape over most of the cameras I've had on my laptops.
That's so goofy. When you can just use a spot of super glue.
As I'm sitting here staring at the camera on my laptop that's facing me, you know, right now, I don't have this one covered, so I guess I need to.
So somebody could be watching you here in the studio even as we speak.
I need to get some white out or nail polish or something. I'll just paint over that lens.
Oh, that'll work. That'll be real good. It's like you're trying to use white out on your laptop when you misspell something.
Yeah.
Amazon has banned police officers from using its facial recognition software, which is called Recognition with a K. They don't even know how to spell recognition. For at least a year, Amazon is also urging Congress to establish stronger regulations for use of such technology. The company said it would continue providing the software to organizations dedicated to finding missing and exploited children and fighting human trafficking. Well, I've got news for Bozo Bezos and company. Most police departments also fight human trafficking and are always looking for missing and exploited children. But he wants to prohibit them from getting facial recognition software. But it's okay for organizations to do that. And apparently individuals can also do it. So as far as I'm concerned, well, maybe the major on your department or the captain or somebody can not identify himself as such, but go ahead and get the software and then share it with the department. I mean, come on. You know, why? You wonder why I call him Bozo Bezos. You know, give me a break. Just write an editorial in your Washington Post that he owns also, and nobody will read, and that'll be that. But come on. There's it's a limit to his stupidity.
Yeah.
Too bad he's the richest man on the planet. Doesn't send me any money, so. And nor do I send him any. Take that.
Why do you look at me when you say that?
Yeah.
Just because you know that I've sent him probably 3/4 of my paycheck over the last year.
Yeah, over the last month even. Jeez.
Well, I can't go out and buy anything anywhere.
What'd you get me from Amazon for Father's Day? I hope nothing.
I didn't get you anything from Amazon. That's the problem. That's why I'm having issues with this seller that hasn't delivered the item yet.
Maybe a little surprise coming.
Maybe.
By 4th of July.
Yeah, you might get your Father's Day gift for Christmas.
but don't call it my Christmas gift then.
Well, maybe I will.
Yeah, okay.
The latest rumor is that Samsung will be hosting an Unpacked event virtually on August 5th to unveil its next versions of the Galaxy Note, Galaxy Fold, and 5G version of the Galaxy Z Flip.
I'm waiting for the Note 10.
Yeah. The date comes from front page tech's John Prosser, who has accurately leaked several devices lately, including the timing for Apple's iPhone SE launch. Prosser says the devices will go on sale August 20th, a quick turnaround from the event to the release.
What else is August 20th? That date sounds familiar.
Some old guy gets older.
Yeah. Chris's birthday, August 20th.
I don't want a new Galaxy phone for my birthday.
Oh, darn. I was going to get it for you.
Yeah.
Not. Because you're an iPhone-y. Yeah. I wouldn't spend any money with Apple.
I mean, you know, if you get me a new phone, you'd have to finish paying off the iPhone that I still have to pay for another year.
See, that's why you should come to the bright side and come Android.
I've said for years, the main reason I won't go to Android is because I don't want to have to go through learning a new operating system. I've been using Apple iPhones since they came out in 2007. I'm too old for that crap.
Really? And yet a lot of our audience has no problem with that. And you're supposed to be a tech expert. You should be able to pick right up on it.
That's how we're fair and balanced. I'm the iPhone guy. You're the Android weirdo.
Yeah. Oh, on Father's Day weekend yet, he's calling me weirdo. Justin in Fairbanks, Alaska, listens on AM 970 KFBX. And we love you, Justin, calling in using the Into Tomorrow app.
Hi, Dave. Yesterday, I took a shot of a group of about 20 ravens. I Googled, what is a GRO? And Google suggested group of ravens called, is Google analyzing my photos? Also, a group of ravens is called a conspiracy.
How appropriate.
Oh, yes. Well, Justin, technically, yes, they are analyzing them. If you store images on Google's cloud, they will process them and analyze them. Depending on which camera app and which photo gallery app you're using, you may be doing just that by default. You may have noticed that Google's Photo Gallery app will allow you to search your pictures by keyword, but if you haven't, you can give it a shot. Just search for something common like car or dog or baby, and pictures that Google thinks contain those things will show up. It's kind of spooky.
And the iPhone does that too. I recently was looking for a picture on my phone of a thing I took in my garden, and I searched for plant, and oh my God, it showed me all the pictures I had on my phone of a plant.
Exactly.
Google is refining their image recognition over time, so it has gotten a lot more precise than when they started. You may remember a few years ago when they offered automatic GIF creation and some image enhancements as a way to get people to agree to share their photo galleries with them. Now, the point is in part what you're seeing now. So depending on which software is on your phone, yes, Google may be scanning your images. As usual, you have to remember, you're the product.
That's right. We've been saying that for years. We are the product. So that's how they make their money. But of course, like everything else, we do our research. We make sure that it's accurate. So we actually said, okay, Google, what is a group of ravens called?
According to Live Science, a group of ravens is called an unkindness or conspiracy, which seems fitting, since ravens are traditionally considered creepy. In fact, seeing many of them in one place can induce Hitchcockian, the birds, like flashbacks in even the least ornithophobic.
Wow.
That was a lot of big words.
a lot of big words. Well, thank you, Google.
An unkindness, yeah.
But conspiracy does make more sense. So, Justin, you hit the nail on the head. And thank you for bringing that particular thing to our attention. Meantime, try taking pictures of Blu-rays or something and not so many ravens.
Or Blue Jays.
Well, or I meant like baseball team players, yeah. That's what I meant, right? IntoTomorrow.com. Are they baseball?
Blu-ray is a high-definition video format.
Well, I knew that. Oh, is that still around? Okay, well, that's what I meant. Yes, take a picture of your
Blu-ray discs.
Blu-ray disc. and then Google that and see what a group of Blu-ray discs are called.
A waste of money.
A waste of money. Or extinct.
Yeah.
Maybe that would also be an unkindness conspiracy. All the way into tomorrow.
Are you from California, Illinois, New York, Georgia, or any of the other 39 states that charge state income tax? Does your state claim you owe them any amount of back taxes? Or have you not filed in years? Is your heart pounding because you know they're wrong or you just don't have the money? Don't fight the state income tax board alone. The Tax Doctor is here to help you. The state is much more aggressive than the IRS in collecting taxes. They have the power to take your home, your car, your driver's and business licenses, even garnish your wages, freeze your bank accounts, and go after your spouse. Solve all your income tax problems permanently and keep more of your hard-earned money. Make this 100% guaranteed risk-free call right now.
800-281-7048. 800-281-7048. 800-281-7048. That's 800-281-7048.
We're back into tomorrow and back by popular demand.
Hey, Dave, this is Carl from Mantee, Mississippi. Just wanting to tell you congratulations on 25 years of Into Tomorrow.
Love it, love it, love it. It's got to be amongst our favorite. That one in Char in Atlanta that sings happy anniversary to us for the 25th year on the air. Oh, we love it, too. And, of course, if you've yet to share with us a little congratulatory note, we're not trying to pat ourselves on the back via you, because I'm also asking if you choose to do that. We also want to know at the same time when you call in and win prizes to tell us what you liked most or least about technology in these last 25 years since we've been on the air, and tell us why, because that makes for fun radio, if you will. Anyway, I'm Dave Graveline.
I'm Chris Graveline. This portion of Into Tomorrow is brought to you in part by HughesNet, high-speed satellite internet available where you live or work. Text the word radio to 35,000. Again, text the word radio to 35,000. Just a few minutes, we'll be joined by Sam Young. He's the managing director of a company called Xandar Cardian, talking about how they can use radar technology to read micro-vibration patterns emitted from the human body.
Yeah, sounded very odd, but you want to hear this because you'll be amazed what they can do for you as an individual or a group of you in the office, among other things.
The Cool Into Tomorrow Hot Summer Giveaway.
Oh, man, we're getting more new stuff, and we've got a very short time in this hour to share with you some of the goodies for the Hot Summer Giveaway. Remember, no promises, no guarantees, but mention any of the items. In fact, two or three of them when you call in. We'll do our best to get one of those to you. For example,
Lutron has sent several of their Cassetta home automation items for lighting and fan controls.
A company called Yoohoo sent their indoor smart air quality sensors. It's your first step to clean air. We got a couple of them valued at $329 each.
Sangene has sent several of their radios, including a wooden cabinet radio, AM/FM, Bluetooth, aux-in, and a radio designed for visually impaired.
Very cool stuff. And Mileo sent several of their one-year subscriptions to their premium photo organizing app. Every photo, every device, instantly organized for you. We got a bunch of them, and all you need to do is participate, question, comment, help another listener, what have you. 800-899-INTO.
This is an important announcement for anyone who wants health insurance, even if you miss the deadline. Right now, you can get the health insurance you and your family need from top insurance providers, even if you have pre-existing conditions or no insurance at all. The Plus Benefits Health Insurance toll-free number has been extended to help anyone who wants health insurance coverage now, or if you need a better plan or a lower price. Call Plus Benefits Health Insurance now at 800-332-1993. The call is 100% free and the help is real. Call 800-332-1993. That's 800-332-1993.
Into Tomorrow continues. I'm Dave Graveline, and our 25th year on the air covering the latest in consumer tech, products and services, gadgets, gizmos, all sorts of cool things available today and into tomorrow. Our next guest is with a company that specializes in understanding micro-vibration patterns emitted from the human body with radar technology. Now, that all sounds confusing to me, but we're going to find out what Managing Director from Xandar Cardian has to say, Sam Young. Sam, welcome into tomorrow. How are you?
Hi, Dave. Great to be here.
Glad to have you with us. Curious about that whole micro-vibration patterns emitted from the human body. What does all that mean, and how is it that you guys are working with that?
Right. So, you know, when you think of what's generating from our body, you know, normally you have a sense of smell, you have heat, so there's thermal sensors and whatnot. But there's also something else that the human body generates constantly, which is micro-vibration patterns. And what that means is when you're, let's say, completely still and sleeping, you're breathing. So your chest is moving up and down as your lungs filling up air and releases air. So that's a motion. And from inside the body, the largest motion is actually coming from the heart as it's pumping blood constantly. So we're getting the exact frequency from each motion, from both outside the body as your chest is moving up and down, and inside the body as the heart is pumping blood. So that's what we mean by saying micro-vibration pattern analysis.
Okay. Well, and that sort of makes sense. Obviously, we're hopefully breathing while we're sleeping. That's kind of the key there. And as a result, right. then what does that tell you by based on our breathing patterns or these micro vibrations that we're emitting?
So the first thing that we would see is that you're there. So occupancy sensing, right? So it's 99.9% accurate of knowing if someone is in a space or not, regardless of whether you're moving a lot or, you know, sleeping. However, the accuracy is around 95% when compared to medical ECG devices. So we're able to get heart rates. We're able to get breathing beats per minute as well as breath per minute. In terms of what that means in healthcare, we're getting continuous and autonomous monitoring of the vital sign of an occupant, whether it's an employee in an office space, resident in the home, or a patient in a hospital.
And this is with nothing attached to my body? This is, you talk about using radar technology.
That's right. It's completely safe. It's about 40 times less power than a home Wi-Fi router.
Oh.
It's radar, so there's no camera, there's no microphone, so there's no privacy issues. There's nothing on the body. You don't have to, you know, basically have someone put something on the body. You don't have to, you know, have participants actively involved and continue to wear something or on the chest or on the wrist, nothing like that.
So I can see where this non-contact remote patient monitoring can be very helpful in everything from hospitals to nursing homes to maybe even, you know, your mom and dad's place where you kind of want to keep an eye on them without actually watching them. But you also recommend workplaces for, like, employee
right.
wellness to be able to have this radar system throughout one's office?
Yeah. So, you know, there's a lot of discussions about back-to-work initiatives, right? So most of the places are doing thermal scanning at the door. But thermal scanning only is one story. With COVID-19, for example, it only gives you a snapshot. What we do is we continuously monitor as you're working away from a desk or a meeting room. We're monitoring for shortness of breath, monitor for elevation of RHR from your baseline. We can also detect number of coughs that you do by the sudden motion from the chest area. Hmm. So we can do all that and give you a little bit of a continuous score. But even prior to you coming to the workplace, we can monitor the employees from their home as they're working remotely.
Wow. So that now, and that's not invasive, I guess, because number one, there's nothing attached to you, and number two, it's not giving out any other information than what you have approved to be giving out. Is that sort of how that would work?
Yes. Yep, that's exactly right. So we're getting three data sets. We're getting motion index, heart rate, and breathing rate. And it depends on what the solution is. But today, with COVID-19, everyone wants to make sure that they're safe from a potential respiratory disease, right?
Oh, for sure.
We have different thresholds for that. Shortness of breath, for example, is so important. Anything over 20 breaths per minute is considered shortness of breath. But the trick here is you can have 20 over 20 if you just did a couple of push-ups, for example.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. So, or maybe you just had a fight with your boss or something. All of a sudden,
arguing. Yeah. So the trick here is you need to make sure that your body is still and that you have a baseline. Then the only way that you can do that is by monitoring the entire body and monitoring continuously. So the numbers that we get is very, very accurate but also reliable to be used for symptom monitoring.
Interesting. Now, is this something that is available now, or are you just testing this? Is anybody actually using it, any hospital or nursing home or business?
Yes. In fact, we've been doing R&D for radar signal processing for the past 9 years. We have 23 patents, 20 journal publications, and we have already deployed into airports, shopping malls, class I office buildings, and so on. With long-term care and hospitals, we were actually being much more careful. We are ready now to deploy. And speaking of nursing homes, it's an area of high focus because, as you know, one out of three deaths from COVID-19 came from LTCs.
Yeah.
So we're very excited to be able to push through. And we're currently talking to some of the largest operators in the country. So We're hoping to get that rolled out.
How expensive is this? It sounds like it's very involved, so I'm wondering, other than a little radar unit, and we're not talking about the kind of thing that would measure a thunderstorm coming through, right? It's not something that's rotating around. Describe the product.
First of all, it's the size of a small router, like a softball,
okay.
or even a baseball size.
Okay.
And it's usually installed behind walls or ceilings because it's a radar. It can penetrate through that. So people don't even see it's there. And price-wise, it's compared to our competitors in terms of what it does, like vital sign monitoring and so on, it's a fraction of the price. So literally, it is about a couple hundred dollars, I would say. I don't want to give an exact number, but it's really a fraction of competitors.
And I would imagine in a workplace environment where we've talked about monitoring employee health and that sort of thing, would you have to have several or one at everybody's workstation in order to identify if they have an issue? Or does it monitor like a whole office and kind of alert you if somebody suddenly has shortness of breath or is coughing a lot or that sort of thing?
Yeah, so presence detection and people counting with radar, we just need one radar for a certain zone, 600 square feet.
Oh.
But if you're talking about wellness monitoring, we only do one-to-one. So one per desk, one per household, one per room kind of thing.
Gotcha.
And that's because every human body generates different patterns. So because we want to make sure that the pattern belongs to someone specific, we make sure that we do one-to-one.
Gotcha. I'm looking on your website, talks about fall management as well, that Xandar Cardian provides both detection and prevention. Now, I get if you can detect someone has fallen, how do you prevent it?
Oh, prevention is normally for hospitals as well as skilled nursing facilities and assisted living, where let's say, for example, you just had hip surgery. Right, so you're classified as a high fall risk patient.
Right.
So you're told to, ring a bell or something, and someone will come and help you go to the bathroom, for example. You're not supposed to walk on your own until, X many days.
Yeah.
Sometimes they feel bad. It's 3 a.m, and, I can do it. I can make it. It's only 10 steps away from me. That's when most of the falls occur. So what we do is we monitor for motion increases during the – so we actually do sleep apnea monitoring, so we know when you're in deep sleep mode. And as you're getting up, you make larger motions. You're going to flip over the blanket. You're going to sit up on the bed. You're going to put your leg over to the side of the – we actually read all of that motion, and then we send the alert to the registered nurse who is responsible for that room.
Oh, okay.
But they'll get a 2-minute prior alert and saying, this person is doing this and about to move out of the bed, so come in and prevent the fall.
Interesting. So not only can you do what you currently do, but what is it that you're working on perhaps into tomorrow, if you will, that you're not yet able to accomplish, but you see this happening down the road?
Yeah, so as I mentioned, that we've been doing this for 9 years. We've been like pioneering the use of radar in various ways. Now, I think it's a good thing that there's more competition coming up, and they're doing vital sign. We feel like we're kind of ahead, but not only are we going through FDA clearance right now, expected in a few months, but we're also already halfway through R&D on heart arrhythmia detection, so AFib, sleep apnea, blood pressure, and HRV, heart rate variable monitoring. So we're just at the tip of the iceberg. There's so much more potential to come.
It sounds like it. And you mentioned sleep apnea, for example. Then this would maybe eliminate the need for people to have to go to a sleep study where they get all wired up and so forth and have to attempt to sleep with cameras watching them and people behind the glass. And I mean, you talk about being able to determine if someone might have sleep apnea with this system.
Exactly. So we were working on this with the Medical University for the past 4 years, and we recently have 2 journal publications with a 96 actual OSA patients, obstructive sleep apnea patients. Our accuracy in detecting severe OSA was 99%, kind of a phenomenal number.
Yeah.
So we are actually very excited about that. And the and to answer your question, yes, there's nothing on the body, no camera, no wires, no nose clips or chest straps or finger straps, nothing like that. The beauty of doing a continuous day-to-day OSA monitoring is that you can now know what affects your sleep. So if you drink, let's say, 2 glasses of wine, normally that's fine, but for whatever reason, from a certain period of time, it starts to affect your sleep, and you're snoring more, you know, you're doing more AHI. So that can give you information of what affects you, like the amount of activity you do, you know, the food that you take, stress levels, all of that.
Interesting. Well, I certainly see this going a lot further into tomorrow, and I think that's terrific. And we wish you well in your continued research and development of these products. Visit xkcorp.com. And, of course, we'll link you there, too, when you visit our site. Sam, you're a delight to talk with. This is fascinating stuff where you guys really are redefining care in healthcare. And continued good luck, and let's stay in touch as you come out with more things.
Great. Thank you.
We continue bringing you further into tomorrow right here on the Advanced Media Network.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-910-9962. 800-910-9962. 800-910-9962. 800-910-9962.
Hi, this is Jens Heidecker from IFA Berlin. 25 years of Into Tomorrow, that's unbelievable. Congrats to Dave and the team. And I will be here for the next 25 years, be sure.
Very good. Well, thank you, Jens Heidecker. And he and Dirk running IFA this year, a much scaled down version of IFA in September. But one way or the other, we will be there bringing you as much as we can into tomorrow from IFA in Berlin. I'm Dave Graveline.
I'm Chris Graveline. This portion of Into Tomorrow is brought to you in part by Stream Guys, streaming media and podcasting solutions for the smartest businesses on the internet. Visit streamguys.com.
Jump aboard the time machine.
You got mail.
Time to head into yesterday with This Week in Tech History.
History.
Here's Chris.
History.
Columbia.
Lots of history.
It's my turn.
Tech.
It's my turn.
History.
Hello?
History.
Okay, you're off. It's my turn.
Oh, I didn't realize my mic was still open.
Trust us. The rest of us did.
Oh!
In 1948,
Happy
this week,
Father's Day.
Columbia Records announced that it was offering a new Vinylite long-playing record that could hold 23 minutes of music on each side.
Nothing for you!
One of the first LPs produced was the original cast recording of the Broadway show South Pacific. Critics quickly scoffed at the notion of LPs since those heavy, breakable 10-inch 78 RPM discs with one song on each side were selling at an all-time high.
Nerd alert!
It didn't take very long, though, for the 33 and a third RPM album and its 7-inch 45 RPM cousin to revolutionize the music industry and the record-buying habits of millions. I think Danny's sitting in the control room. She has no idea what we're even talking about.
I know. Records, turntables, vinyl. There is a resurgence, though, among younger people who are just discovering the great quality of records, as long as you have a good stylus.
Yeah. Well, some true audiophiles will only listen to record.
I know, and I don't blame them because they know that's what it's all about. It's this MP3 compressed stuff that's terrible. Even worse is satellite radio. You think, oh, listening to my music on satellite radio, oh, my God, that's so compressed.
Yeah, well, we talked at CES, I think, 2 or 3 years ago about, I think it was Yamaha that had a $10,000 analog tube amp.
Yes, and they were selling them. Yeah. People, they were taking orders. Wow.
This week in 1995, Microsoft and Netscape officials met at Netscape headquarters in Mountain View, California. Notes taken by Netscape co-founder Mark Andreessen indicated that Microsoft offered to buy a share of its rival if Netscape would stop making Navigator for the Windows market.
Was it as good for you as it was for me?
Yep. Wasn't good for Microsoft either.
Yeah, the Andreessen notes would later be used in the U.S. government's massive antitrust case against Microsoft. 3 years later, in 1998, Windows 98 was released. Microsoft used the slogan, "Works better, plays better." The company said the new operating system would bring an increased computer experience by providing a rich feature set for a wider variety of users than ever before. Interest in the new release was also increased by the publicity generated by the aforementioned antitrust suit against Microsoft.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Well, they have the internet on computers now.
And this week in 2004, Spaceship One lifted off from the Mojave Desert, becoming the first privately funded space plane to achieve spaceflight. The aircraft was built with more than $20 million in funding by billionaire Microsoft co-founder Paul Allen. So I guess the antitrust case didn't hurt them too much.
Yeah, it didn't hurt at all in the long run. It was pocket change.
Yeah, you know. And was piloted by Michael Melville. Spaceship One reached an altitude of 62.21 miles above Earth.
And when they got back?
Someone's at your door.
Yeah. That's our look back at This Week in Tech History, brought to you by IFA in Berlin, the global innovation show since 1924 for consumer tech and home appliances, and by IFA Next, the launchpad for innovations. Get more info at ifa-berlin.com.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxatril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxatril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxatril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxatril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxatril, call 800-574-5007, 800-574-5007. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-574-5007, 800-574-5007.
You're tuned into Tomorrow for Father's Day weekend. Don't forget Dad. He especially loves tech, anything tech. So if you did forget Dad, hurry. Get him something where you can do a screen capture of what you ordered and say, "It just didn't come in on time, but here's what you're getting. Happy Father's Day." I'm Dave Graveline.
I'm Chris Graveline. This portion of Into Tomorrow is brought to you in part by HughesNet, America's number one choice for satellite internet. Text the word radio to 35,000 if you'd like more info. Again, text the word radio to 35,000.
There you go. Clifton in Toledo, Ohio. Welcome Into Tomorrow.
I understand Windows 7 does not work anymore on my computer. Do I need to purchase a new computer to get Windows 10, or can I download it?
Well, Clifton, the vast majority of computers that could run Windows 7 can run Windows 10. Microsoft buried an obscure mention of the computer's processor needing to support PAE, NX, and SSE2. You don't have to worry about that, but basically to be able to run Windows 10. But their main official line was, the requirements are the same as they are for Windows 7. Now, that means that you almost certainly don't need a new computer to run Windows 7, and Microsoft has free software that will run a check for you and confirm that, and that your software is probably already in your computer if you've kept it updated.
You know, there is some bad news, though. For a pretty long while, Windows 10 was a free upgrade to anyone that had Windows 7.
Yeah.
Microsoft was pushing really hard to move people to Windows 10 after Windows 8 flopped, and they offered it as a free upgrade. Now, unfortunately, that period ended in 2016.
That long ago?
Yeah, well, Windows 10 has been around for a while.
It seems like it was only last year or so, but yeah. 4 years ago. Wow. Now, we have heard reports of people being able to upgrade and activate Windows 10 with their their Windows 7 key. So you may get lucky, but officially the free upgrade period is over and has been for years, as we mentioned. You should expect to need to spend the price of a new Windows 10 license. Let us know, Clifton, what you end up doing, because it'll help other people. And check it all out at intotomorrow.com.